Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
And that is Iran. I'm a little bit frustrated with it. Trump is hinting that we're going to do something major. And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I understand fully why we did this ceasefire. I understand it fully. I didn't agree with it even at the time, unless we were short on weaponry and just didn't want to disclose it. And I also don't agree, but I understand why we are not putting boots on the ground to do whatever to have the Strait of Hormuz completely open and unfettered by the Iranians. That's two things I don't agree with on the president's strategy. Now, it's easy for me to say from my armchair, he's got to receive the bodies when they come back. I get it. Believe me, I get that. He also will be responsible if we go into a massive bombing campaign. He will be responsible to fix Iran from all the things that we break and destroy. So I get both of those things. And I remind you, I'm one, as we say in Dunmar, 1,000% behind what he's doing. And I'm 1,000% behind the timing of what he's doing, because he knew, Trump knew, and this is credit where credit is completely due. He had to go there. It had to be done. The Iranians were going to get a nuclear weapon, and they were going to use it. Now, you think you're paying gas prices that are high now. I don't even think they were going to blackmail the Western world. I think they were going to straight out do what they said, which is use the nuclear device on Israel. You'd have mass chaos. You'd have a world war breakout. You'd have an economy, a world economy in free fall. And he knew it. Now, let's go to the timing. So it had to be done. Let's go to the timing of it. I wish he could have waited till after the midterms. I can't have these communists taking control of either house of Congress. We can't. Well, Trump saw what they were building up. And you're talking hundreds of ballistic missiles being built every month. You're talking about thousands of drones being built every month. And he knew if he waited till November or December that there'd be more American loss of life. And obviously, Saudi loss of life, Kuwaiti loss of life, everybody they're attacking. So he knew that. And it would be tougher to penetrate. So he took the gutsy non-political decision to do what he had to do as soon as possible. Now, these delays, to me, again, I'm not the one greeting the bodies of our service people if we had gone into Iran to take care of the Strait of Hormuz, if we'd gone to Karg Island, if we'd done a number of things that seem apparent we have to do. So, but I believe firmly we're in a war, and we've got to behave like it, and we've got to get total victory, period. And the Strait of Hormuz is part of total victory. Degrading and at least for foreseeable future, eliminating their nuclear threat is the second goal, or one of the goals, one of the primary goals. But there's no way on God's green earth that these sick, twisted, evil leaders of Iran are going to give anything up. They'll agree to a lot of things. They'll never do them. That's what you're confronted with. So, Trump, he gets a B+ from me for this effort. And I'm now like, well, all right, let's get it done. Let's get it done. And I think most Americans, including the vast majority of those that support this intervention, most Americans and the vast majority who support the intervention overall say, let's get it over with. Those who support the intervention like me say, let's get it over with decisively in our favor. We'll see. 13 nights of strikes against Iran. We're doing damage. We're causing issues. I think they said we were at about 75 to 80% of what they called the target package. You know what that is. That we had put together before it started in February. And now we're doing the other, 25 to 20%. All right. Keep going.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.